It's Playhouse. Y94, the number one hit music station. 8:02 in the morning as we launch into Dump 'Em or Date 'Em. We got a member of the Playhouse family that's at that spot that maybe is familiar to you, where they're seeing somebody, but they're like, maybe it's time to run, but they're not super sure. Your votes will help her make that decision today. And Dump 'Em or Date 'Em, we have Playhouse family member Carly. Tell us about the guy and why you're at that crossroads, if you could.
Yeah, so I've been seeing this guy, Brian, for like the last 6 months. And when we met and first started going out, he let me know that he was dead from his wife. But they were already like started the divorce process. So I was like, you know what? Let's give it a try. Super cute, super nice.
He's like separated.
But things haven't been going so great recently.
In what way? Like, what's the problem?
He and his wife they're still working on it 6 months later, you know?
But this wasn't happening when you, like, first started talking. Like, he was completely, like, separated and wasn't talking to her? Or have they kind of been talking, like, even leading up to this?
No, they were totally separated, not talking at all. He was like, we're done. It's just the legal paperwork. Like, don't worry about it. Like, I'm moving on.
Okay, so when you say they're talking, so you meet him, he's separated, you know he's getting divorced, you're like, okay, let's date. He's not talking to the wife, they're getting divorced. And now he's talking to his wife again? Like, when you say talking, what do you mean?
Oh, yeah, no. So they haven't, like, fully reconciled or anything, but they have been talking and going on. I don't know what else to call them other than dates. And so last week he came up and was like, you know what? I think that we can keep dating, but I also want to start dating my wife again.
So basically, he's going to be in an open relationship. I wonder if the wife knows about that. That's a whole nother thing. But okay, so you're going to be basically the side chick then, right?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not comfortable with this. But he was like, you know, I don't see why it's a problem because I've been married the whole time we've been going out. Like, I don't see how it's any different. But to me, it feels really different.
Well, I mean, yeah, on paper he was married, but he was separated from his wife at the time. And I'm going on a limb just from what we're getting from you. Had this been the situation when you'd started talking to him, you would have not kept talking to him if he was still with his wife, like with his wife.
No, I'm not interested in being number two. Like, I want to be somebody's only, you know?
So, was separated, you guys date. You had a 6 month relationship already, which is, you know, fairly lengthy these days. Not everybody makes it to 6 months. And now he's talking to his wife again that was estranged for the longest time. So basically, would people date somebody in that situation? That it's as simple as that?
Yeah, I just don't know what to do. He's making me feel like I'm crazy.
Well, you do know what to do. And I think that everybody agreeing with what you're not saying. Like, obviously, you shouldn't be with this person. Dump them or date them and why? Your votes at 237. It's text 35270.
This is the Playhouse in the Morning on Y94.
It's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. In the middle of Dump 'Em or Date 'Em today, and we've been speaking with Playhouse family member Carly, who the situation she's in now is very different than the situation she was in for the past 6 months, or at least it's being presented to her that way. So she met a guy 6 months ago, and he was separated from his wife, and divorce was, you know, on the table. They were figuring out how to just kind of work through that whole process. It can be a mess. So she's like, okay, well, he's separated. I'm going to date him. And they've been together for 6 months now while he's been getting divorced, or at least that's what she thinks anyway. Fast forward to now, and here's a quick recap of the current situation.
He and his wife they're still working on it 6 months later, you know?
But this wasn't happening when you, like, first started talking. Like, he was completely, like, separated and wasn't talking to her? Or have they kind of been talking, like, even leading up to this?
No, they were totally separated, not talking at all. He was like, we're done. It's just the legal paperwork. Like, don't worry about it. Like, I'm moving on. They haven't, like, fully reconciled or anything, but they have been talking and going on. I don't know what else to call them other than dates.
So basically going on dates and hanging out with his wife. But he's like, you know what? How about you and I keep dating and I'll date her and kind of see where that's going. And I'll just have both these relationships going simultaneously. It's fine. Text votes not really supportive of this.
Yeah, Carly, quite a few people are saying it's dump, dump, dump. Somebody said he never intended to leave his wife. It's all lies and he just developed it and he's a narcissist. He's making you feel crazy, so you gotta run. You will never be his only, so move on. So you're just getting a lot of votes for dump him because, and then he's a jerk to his wife too. Probably she doesn't even know about you.
Is this the song that's like, run away, run away? I was trying to remember what that song is. Is it this one? Real McCoy? Where do they say it? That's how I feel.
It's coming. It's coming.
I feel it. It's right. Is it here? Is it here? It's what you gotta be doing. You thinking dump him or date him in this one?
Yep, I hear ya.
You thinking dump him or date him in this one?
Oh, she should have dumped him before she even called the show.
Yep. About the time he said, I want to go on dates with my wife.
Yeah, and then not only that, but he is trying to manipulate the situation so that it makes him look like the good guy and her the bad guy.
Oh, I can't believe you left me.
Or that, you know, he's like, well, technically, it's been this way the whole time. He's trying to gaslight her.
See,
that does look like she's crazy.
Right. That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, what if he's just been hooking up with her and actually still married and not even going through a separation or whatever, you know?
Yeah. And the wife probably does not know about her. And the reason why I'm saying that is because my ex-husband did that to me and his second wife. So you're absolutely correct. It infuriated me listening to that poor girl.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, the fact that he, you know, 6 months of being separated, he and his wife have had a conversation where they're going to try to work things out. I mean, on paper, that's actually pretty admirable, but you got to now end it with this girlfriend that you've had while you're on a break or whatever you want to call it. Do you think you're going to try to stick around and see what happens here, or are you going to run for the hills?
Yeah. You know, after hearing what everybody has said, they're right. He changed the rules, and it's not the same. Him leaving his wife and him dating his wife aren't the same. I think I have to dump him.
Now, before you break up with him or, like, right after you break up with him, because Joel D had made kind of an interesting point. The wife might not know you were ever in the equation. Are you going to try to, like, make sure she knows you existed, or are you just running for the hills and want to cut ties?
I feel like sister, I will probably be giving her a heads up. I think she deserves to know so she can make a choice with her eyes wide open, you know?
Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you how many people have been like, is she going to say something to this wife just to make sure? So I think that's admirable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She might not care. She might not.
I mean, yeah, maybe they are in that open relationship or whatever the case may be. But yeah, you got to let her know just in case she doesn't know.
Yeah, she should be able to choose.
All right, so the next boyfriend probably going to be not separated and technically married, I'm guessing.
Oh, no. I'm looking for purely single from here on out.